This week, the Vermont National Guard held a ceremonial groundbreaking on a new vehicle maintenance facility in North Hyde Park, and the Guard says the new building will replace outdated maintenance shops in Lindenville and St. Albans, as well as the armory in Morrisville. So, Amy, why are they consolidating these three facilities into one?
The Vermont Guard is very different from what it was in the 1950s when the Morrisville Armory was built. For starters, it's no longer a tank brigade, and some of the equipment that's being worked on in Lindenville and in St. Albans can't even fit in the maintenance bays there. So the building will address a number of deficiencies in the old facilities.
And this new building, I understand, will take advantage of some renewable energy technologies, correct?
Yes, the new shop will use a geothermal heating and cooling system, and it will have solar electricity. And the Guard says the facility will also have a state-of-the-art energy management system, and that's going to incorporate high-efficiency motors and lighting and the like.
And certified by the U.S. Green Building Council, what does that certification mean?
The Green Building Council hands out four levels of what it calls LEED certifications. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And a project's awarded points for incorporating various aspects of green building. And the Guard says this will be a silver certified building, which is the second of the four green building certification levels.
How about cost, though? What's the bill for all this?
Well, the first phase, which should be finished in December, is a $4.4 million project. And then the second phase, which will be built starting next year, is expected to cost nearly $8 million.
And who pays for it?
Well, the state bought the land, but the federal government is picking up the construction tab.
So what does that mean for ownership of the building, though, once it's finished?
The state will own the building with the caveat that the Guard use it for at least 25 years.
Okay, and turning from the Vermont National Guard to a different type of frontline defender, if you will, tell us about Vermont's Forest Pest First Detectors, or the FPFD, as I've decided to call them.
Very good. As you say, there are folks who are on the front line in the fight against invasive forest species, and there's an effort to put together a network of Forest Pest First Detectors, FPFD, as you call them, with at least one first detector in each town in Vermont.
And is there a task as upfront as it sounds? I mean, basically keeping an eye peeled for invasive species in their towns?
Yes, they're specifically looking for three invasive forest pests, the Asian longhorn beetle, the emerald ash borer, and the hemlock woolly adelgid. And they're also educating people in their community about these pests and what to do if they find any.
So can anyone become a first detector, and what do they have to do to be qualified for identifying these nasty tree-killing pests?
Well, anyone can become a first detector, but it's a fairly extensive training they have to go through. To get certified, you have to complete a series of online modules and attend a day-long meeting, and the next day-long training happens next weekend in Montpelier.
And finally, Amy, I hear there are some doctors in the state who are actually writing some rather unusual prescriptions for their patients to get outside, enjoy Vermont's natural environment. What are these prescriptions, and what do the people who get them actually receive?
It's called the Parks Prescription Program, and the doctors who are prescribing their patients to get outside are giving them free passes to the Vermont State Parks. The project is a collaboration between the physicians, the state parks, the Department of Health, and the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
So does this mean that if you call in sick to take your kids to the park, you can say with full confidence, hey, doctor's orders?
It could very well mean that, Mitch.
Thanks very much, Amy.
You're welcome.